Love ko ang sports. Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, para bulahan. Hatid sa inyo ng Kolehiyo ng Pantaong Kinetika at DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Alright, so magandang hapon sa inyong lahat. Ito si teammate Ivan at kasama ko siyempre si teammate Wisdom. At isa na naman na hapon ng pag-uusap ng tungkol sa sports, sa fitness at sa UAP na naganap ng weekend. Tama, teammate Wisdom?
Tama. Nag-start na kasi. No?
Oo nga. Nanalo ba tayo? Ba't ka tumatawa?
Hindi, we lost valiantly.
Okay. Sounds fair enough. So, ayun. So, this afternoon, meron na naman tayong bagong UAP team na kasama natin. Dalawa sa mga superstar players nila.
Yeah. Superstar players ba?
Superstar players, syempre.
Well, I mean, I
guess. Oh. Eh, dito pa lang, for the first time, dalawa kaagad yun ano, no? Na babae yung guest natin.
Ayaw nga, no? Oh. Kasi dati, isang babae. Kaya, dalawang lalaki.
Tama. So, ngayon.
Girl power doon.
Dapat lang, kasi with men's football team yung in-interview natin, no? So, we have, right now, is si Marie and si Callie. You might want to greet your parents. Your,
no? Oh, no, they're back in the States.
Friends.
But hey, guys. Hey, friends out there. Hey. I'm Callie Huff, and I'm with my sister,
Marie Huff.
And we're from the UB Women's Football Team.
Ayun. So, ano to? Mga mestizo yung mga kasama natin. Filipino naman kayo, di ba?
Yeah, Filipino.
Half American.
Alright. So, ayun. So, we have two players now from the UB Women's Football Team at sila ay ang aming guest for this afternoon. So, gaano na katagal kayo naglalaro ng football sa for UP?
For UP, 3 years UP. Na po. Parehas kami. Kasi nag-transfer ko nung batch niya.
Ah, okay.
So, 2013.
Oh, kala ko magkambal kayo.
Hindi naman pala. So, sabay kayo pumasok.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. So, what about yun ano? Previously, before pumasok kayo ng UP, kailan kayo nagsimula maglaro ng ano, football?
Well, I've been playing football since 2006. Before that, we're playing with our high school in Poveda, and then our teams in the States also. And then our national team also. So we were on the youth national team for a while, and then
so,
very
pero
recently we came on the women's.
Naman kami nag-start.
Yeah, 2006.
Thank you.
Okay. So,
Of all sports, bakit naman football ang napili or nakahiligan niya since sa Philippines nga mas sikat is either basketball or volleyball. So why football?
Sweetheart, it's the world sport. it's different. I think like in football, as soon as we started playing, we both really loved it. Like there's something that is incredible when you know you're working towards a play in training, and rather than in basketball, you know the coach calls a play and you automatically see it happen. In football, you don't see it until like maybe like the 60th minute or the 52nd minute or some like random time, and you don't even know when it's gonna happen. But then when you see it happen, it's like you know you worked for that without even realizing it.
And we both tried basketball and volleyball.
Oh gosh, yeah,
and it didn't go very
also,
well.
I was gonna try to avoid that.
Mas
that magaling, I have no upper body.
Yeah.
Mas magaling pa ninyo.
We can't dribble with our hands.
So pumunta no sila strength. Sa ano? Pumunta sa where they were better.
tama.
My skills.
So, simula pa lang, yung bata pa lang kayo, competitive na ba kayo nun? Yung naglalaro kayo ng football? Or ito,
actually,
wala lang, sipa-sipa lang
very,
ng bola.
Very, very competitive, but in chess.
Chess.
So,
chess, nagsimula yung sport.
Medyo malayo ata yung chess. Chess yeah. Oh. Ginagamit niya rin paan niya sa chess?
Sometimes I was
they still don't.
Pero that's how I won. No, but we were very competitive. We were track before. I started running in the morning like every single day when I was like 7 years old. That's when we started. And then
swimming, mga ibang sports naman, pero football was the last thing for us to join, which is weird, but we fell in love with it. So
last sport first love.
Last sport.
So yung paglalaro niyo ng football, since ito yung last sport niyo, bakit ito yung tumagal sa inyo na sa paglalaro? Bakit biglang naisip niyo na ito yung, paano niyo nalaman na ito talaga yung gusto niyong gawin?
Siguro yung mga kaibigan namin, like in the sport, and the encouragement from them really made us feel like we should really stick to this talaga. Hindi yung puro takbo lang, puro running lang.
Everything else that we did was more individual.
So,
swimming, chess, track. at least everything. It team was all, na, yeah, it was all about beating a number or so focused on ourselves. And there's a lot of pressure too. Uh-huh. But then as soon as you get to football, like it's still pressure. But then you have someone else to share with, someone that's going through the same thing, 10 other girls on the field that know exactly what's happening.
So, alam mo ba, teammate wisdom, yung paglalaro ng sports, ang isa sa mga importante nga dyan talaga is yung mga pagkakaroon ng mga kaibigan, nakakapag-usap kayo.
It helps na mas magtatagal ka pag nandun yung friends mo eh.
Mm. Mahirap kapag pag na-pressure ka nga ng coach ng tuloy-tuloy na nagte-training lang, tapos sasabihin niya, bawal makipag-usap sa katabi mo, kailangan seryoso ginagawa. So, at a young age, kailangan mas, yun nga eh, mas masarap nga naman na maglaro kapag kalaro mo yung mga kaibigan mo. Yun, so...
So, ang nangyari sa kanila, yung parents niya just supported kung anong sport.
Puro, yeah. Actually,
look for kung ano yung magugustuhan niyo. Parang ganun lang.
Yeah, our dad really wanted us to do running talaga kasi runner siya dati in college life niya. So, yun. Pero gusto niya din mag-expose sa lahat ng mga sports.
Okay.
So, we can pick eventually anong gusto na.
Alright. So, So, nasa pareho kayong nasa national team, correct?
Yes.
Youth pa lang nasa national team na kayo.
Youth pa lang.
And right now, anong part na kayo ng national team ngayon? Nasa under 19 ba kayo? Nasa seniors team na ba kayo?
I'm 22 na ako. 22 pero,
I'm just flattered. But no, we both came on the women's team back in April. That was when we
recently
started with the women's.
Malditas.
So we were on the youth national team, the U16 and the U19, starting 2007.
2007.
And then we would kind of move up with them, and we all kind of grew up together.
I see.
It was like
the same group of people. Yeah.
Yeah, and we would add.
Sakto tas na yun nasa UP.
Most of them are
most
UP
now.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Hanggang sa dulo.
So yun, kaibigan.
Because in the UAAP, we're only 5 teams, so we all kind of know each other. We've all played against each other.
Or with each other.
So hindi ganun kadahirap yung adjustment like when you're training for the. With your UP team and with the national team.
Yeah, because we all know each other's like style.
Awkward
of play.
Lang.
Awkward, yeah.
Kasi dahil bakit?
Yung patalo sa kanila or panalo sa like when we beat them or
we started with the women's national team about like 2 weeks
after
finals.
After the UAAP finals,
and then you have to play with them.
Like, girl, you are about to get a beating.
So ibig sabihin hindi nandiyan pa yun na yung pakiramdam ng ano
ng. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to put aside those feelings, and you're just like, well, we're here as teammates now, and we'll just make a joke out of it. Like, water breaks, I'll throw dirt at them. No, I'm kidding. I won't throw rocks.
Libre ka, I won't give you the ball.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, like you gotta put aside those feelings and just play because you're playing for your country.
Okay.
So how do you manage naman yung time nyo? Kasi nga may training for the national team, may training for the varsity, and you both still study. you both try to study. So paano nyo naman na manage yung, do you still have 24 hours per day or do you need like 30 hours per day?
Oh, it would be really nice to have 30 hours a day so you could talk. Like talk about a proposal for that later, but mainly it's just like time management. Like before I start the week, I plan it out really well, like what I'm going to do on the specific day. You have your training schedule set now, and there's no changing that. That's
and
your coach.
Buti naman, our coach here in UP is very supportive of us to join the trainings of the national team
because he knows how important it is to get exposure and how important it is to get all different kinds of styles of play. But then at the end of the day, every good coach will understand the importance of your education.
Yeah.
And they'll know like if you have to leave training early to go to class.
And these for our national team, they understood that we have to go to school.
Yeah.
Since we were a pretty young group in general, all from different colleges. So it was important that they would understand, okay, we have to finish training at a certain time so we could go to school and at least tell our professors, you know, hey, we're part of the national team and we might be late or whatever.
And alam ko yun, 2 weeks yung nawala eh. Ah, ganun ba yun? 110 ba? 111.
Binibigyan ka ba ng chocolate pagkatapos?
Wala.
Akin yung mga men's team na binibigyan ng chocolate pag
nag-absent. Ay, talaga?
Men's team pa yun ha?
Sayang. Ako kahapon natanggap po, protein bar.
Ah, ganun?
Ito wala. Letter na. I was gone because of this.
Ah, ganun lang. Grabe. Nananalo ba? Or nakakapag-produce mo ng resulta ng ano na maganda para ano.
We won one game.
Yun. Yeah.
Yeah. Tapos naglaro ako nun. So.
Naglaro daw.
Okay, basta may purpose yung ginagawa nila na para sa bansa natin. Yan, okay yun. Okay yun. So, meron ako nakikitang trend ngayon na teammate wisdom, no? Parang lumalabas, magkaibigan sila lahat sa team nila, pati sa mga sa UAAP teams din. Tapos ang ganda rin ng concern ng coaches nila in terms of sa holistic approach ng pag-aaral, pati yun sa national team. Tapos hindi rin nakakalimutan yung collegiate team nila rin, no? So,
you
mamaya
have to play with your enemies.
Mamaya malalaman natin kung ano yun na ibang buhay ng mga magkapatid na to sa ano sa pagiging isang maldita or sinasabi natin national team, okay?
National team.
Part of the national team. At paano rin sila nagkukup sa college ano nila, teams nila. Alright, so ang oras natin ngayon ay 5:15 ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka. Halikan at mahilig sa
Tunog at tinig.
Tula at titig.
Pulso at pintig.
Daloy at himig.
Dangal at patuloy.
Tunog at tinig ng Pilipinong tugtugin.
Ang Tunog at Tinig ay isang pangradyong music magazine hatid ng UP College of Music. Maririnig tuwing Miyerkules ikalima ng hapon dito sa DZUP. Kasali ka.
Mas pinasigla!
Mas pinasaya!
Mas pinahabang DZUP na!
Ngayon ay mula alas 6 ng umaga
hanggang alas 8 ng gabi.
Dagdag pa ang mga bagong programa.
Good Morning Vibes ng alas 6 ng umaga.
Bagong Gising ng alas 7 hanggang alas 10 ng umaga.
Sound Trip ng alas 2 hanggang alas 4 ng hapon.
Tara sa mas mahabang matinong usapan
para sa maunlad na bayan.
Dahil sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Ito ay pag-ibig.
Ma, I love you po.
Mahal na mahal din kita, anak.
Ito ay pag-ibig.
Panatang makabayan, iniibig ko ang Pilipinas, aking lupang sinilangan.
Ito ay pag-ibig.
Pare, mahal kita.
Pantay-pantay ang lahat sa pag-ibig. LGBTQ, babae o lalaki, lahat ay may karapatang mamuhay at magmahal. Don't discriminate. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602.
Noong natapa ka sa sobrang kakulitan.
Mama!
Noong nag-break kayo ng boyfriend mo.
Mommy!
Noong bumagsak ka sa math exam mo.
Nay!
Noong kasama mo ang tropa.
Mama!
Noong gumraduate ka na cum laude sa kolehiyo.
Ma!
Ilang beses mo na ba natawag ang pangalan niya mula nang ipanganak ka? Kahit minsan ba nadugtungan mo na ito ng salamat po. Lagi nating iparamdam sa ating mga ina na sila'y mahalaga. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports! Ang talakayang pampalakasan, pwerabolahan!
Alright, so nandito ulit tayo for Love ko ang sports at kasama natin si Cali, Chelsea Marie, Naveo Huff from the UP football team at national team members rin ng football, no? So, Cali and Marie, paano nyo nadadala yung experience nyo ng national team papunta sa collegiate teams ninyo? Yeah. Ano bang nakukuha nyo dito?
Yeah, I mean, does it help or does it make things confusing na you have two teams? Or does it help? Does your experience with the national team help dun sa pagiging part ng UP football team?
Well, any play is good play. Any exposure you can get. Of course, like, it's different styles of training with Coach Endo and then with Coach Buddha of the national team. They're both different, but As long as, you know, you can just get more playing experience, whether it's on a collegiate level, whether it's on a national level, you bring it to both. Like, you bring it in the UAP and then you bring it abroad. And at the end of the day, like, that's what's really important. It's just playing your best and making sure that when you do play, like, you take whatever you've learned and you apply it.
So. Plus yung level of play sa abroad, at least we can try to match up. Yes, dalhin natin sa team.
Sa team.
Yeah, and try to explain to them, like, you know, we're so far away from being the best that we could be that we can keep on working harder and try to improve in training more.
Meron ng tanong. Ngayon na nalalaban nyo, I mean, na bali, nakakalaban nyo yung ibang bansa at yung mga nagiging kakampi nyo sa national team, nagiging kalaban nyo rin sa collegiate team.
Collegiate.
Tama?
Tama.
So, ngayon na nangyayari yun, meron bang napag-uusapan mismo ang team ninyo na, or within UAAP schools na dapat ganito yung sistema ng paglaban natin? Kasi kailangan paghandaan natin yung paglalaban natin sa labas ng bansa, or kailangan, or pinipilit, or pagdating niyo sa collegiate team, hindi, basta kailangan manalo lang tayo para sa collegiate team, 'di ba? Parang since nagiging development trend ng UAAP, yung sistema ba na paglalaban ninyo nag-iiba rin ba?
Sana, sana. Ganun din yung iniisip nila, pero I think there's, of course, there's gonna be teams na gusto nila panalo lang, tas UAAP champion na. Pero dapat naisip din nila yung para sa ano bansa din, that we have to improve and pick up our level of play. Kasi sa tingin ko, sobrang layo pa tayo.
Ah, talaga?
Sobrang layo pa tayo. Dapat we catch up versus staying in the same level lang. Kasi
yan.
Wala, uno, improvement.
Kasi sigurado ang nangyayari dito, teammate wisdom, nagkakaroon sila ng ibang ideya ng ano ng paglalaro.
Yeah.
Siyempre, pag nandito sa, ang kadalasan nangyayari, pag nasa UAAP ka, dahil definitely lower level siya din the national team, din abroad, do. Ang lumalaban dito is, yun nga, gusto nga nila is usually may panalo sila sa ano, sa for UAAP. Kasi kailangan dalhin nila yung crown and glory nga sa kanilang schools. Pero pag lumalabas sa ibang bansa, sa pag magkakampi na sila, iba na. Hindi iba, na pwedeng ganun yung pag-iisip dahil medyo small time na yun goals nila. Kailangan iba na yung sistema. Kailangan they're getting along together na nakakapaggawa ng isang mas malakas na team pa.
So, and I would assume my ano ba? There are a lot of things that work sa UAAP and pagdating sa international don't really work at all. Or don't work as well.
Like sa parang sa football, if you just dribble a lot sa UAAP, like dribble lang.
Pwede kaya
pa, like you can try to beat someone. Mm-hmm. Pero pag national team na wala, you're gonna get closed down, tackled, slide. Tama. Wala na. Dapat ipasa mo na lang agad versus try mo mag-superstar.
So ito talagang nangyayari rin sa pag lumalabas kayo sa for the national team, pag lumalabang kayo, nakikita nyo rin na, oh, itong sistema natin sa UAAP, hindi na siya gumagana dito sa international
team. Yung nag-apply din sa mga trainings namin, like, we have to start practicing to pass the ball around, keep possession versus trying to dribble and sa sarili lang bahala mag-score.
Oh. Sila coach Anto ba? Coach niya sa UP? Is ina-address rin niya ba ito? I mean, nag-uusap ba sila ni Coach Buda tsaka ni Coach Anto? Ah, si Coach Anto for these kinds of mga concerns niyo sa ano? Pag dating sa strategy. Alam niyo ba yun?
Hindi ko alam, pero sa tingin ko, I don't think they talk about it. But our coach in general, Coach Anto here in UP, he really wants us to pass the ball versus to take it on our own and try to be, I guess you could say, a superstar.
Nice.
Because he doesn't want anybody to be a superstar. Kasi sa tingin niya, wala naman superstar sa team.
Mm-hmm.
Pero humble lang tayo.
So mali pala yung pag-introduce ko sa inyo kanina na superstars kayo. Pero maganda sana yun kasi nakikita mo na yun, ano, yung trend ng... Ang ganda, sa interview na ito, nakikita mo na kagad yung trend ng dalawang magkapatid na... yung national team nila tsaka yung collegiate team nila actually nakakapag-usap na. I mean meron silang nag-hash sila together na nagiging may concern nga sa isa't isa. However, meron rin siyang yun nga yung mga detalye na ganun na nakikita niyo na parang may kulang din ng konti na sana nabigyan pa ng pansin na para mas ikabubuti pa para sa football team kasi sa totoo lang sa sport nila sa football ang layo ng narating ng football kumpara sa mga ibang sports. Consistent ang paglalaro nila sa consistent sila paglalaro sa labas ng international teams. Saka yung development nila right from the start. Ayos na siya, very well fixed na siya for
doon natin na realize kung gaano pa tayo kalayo. Parang it's just the impression I get.
Talaga.
Natin layo, kung gaano pa tayo kalayo. I mean,
pero nakakapagtaka nga kasi malayo sa despite na lahat 'yon, malayo pa nga daw sila sa paglalaro nila sa labas nga. Pero ito, yung UAP tsaka yung national team, ano bang mas maganda sa inyo sa paglalaro? Ano bang saan kayo mas excited ba kayo sa isang isang league kaysa sa international? Or pareho lang ba? Or do you look forward to more to playing in one league or the other?
That's pretty hard to hard compare. Question. I think like we always like focus on the next game, like whether it's UAP, whether it's the national team. It's like the we build up towards a specific game. We don't focus on the whole league. We don't focus on winning a game for the finals of UAP. We don't focus on winning the whole like a league for the national team or anything like that. It's like, who are we gonna play next? We're gonna play DLSU. Who are we gonna play next? Oh, it's Malaysia. Like, we just focus on the game itself. We don't focus on the entire league. But then it's different in UAAP because when we're supporting the UP community and you really feel the support there, and it's just great, especially during the finals, like all the like the sea of maroon, it still gives me goosebumps. Mm-hmm. But then when you're abroad, like you have to think of it back home, as in like I know I'm still bringing UP, I'm still bringing the Filipino people. And it's nice naman being University of the Philippines.
Oh, naman. Yeah, at least Pilipinas pa rin yun.
So, I mean, it's just focusing on how we're going to play and how we're going to play our best, because either way, you're bringing the name of your school and you're bringing the name of your country.
Pero syempre naman, it's nicer to be with your own local team because you're friends with more of them.
Ah, okay.
I mean, the friend aspect. But of course, national team, it's for your country. You have to put that aside. And you can't favor one or the other. Yeah. So medyo mahirap magpili.
Kung sa atmosphere na ng mga laro nyo, alin yung mas crazy na atmosphere?
Yung
UAP
definitely. Yeah. I mean, during the finals, there was a moment where like the last 5 minutes, because you can't focus on the crowd during like a game like that. But the last five minutes, someone was being subbed out, and I remember like I heard like this roar, and I thought like I was about to pass out or something. And I was looking around, and it turned out it was the crowd. Like, it was packed, and like there were so many people cheering for us, and it was just such a great feeling. Like, you could look and you could really see your friends and family just
that's a crowd
pouring all out support. So
itong yun experience na binabanggit mo, hindi ito lumalabas pag international tournaments, pag lumalabang kayo sa ibang bansa?
Not much, no. Kasi pag international, usually, kung sino yung host, would have more fans.
Yes, that's
so home court advantage siya lumalabas.
There are like us.
That's what Filipino happened
community.
In Vietnam. Yeah. When we played against Vietnam, oh my gosh. It was host stadium. They have one whole section with their big flag waving around, and the whole stadium is packed. Vietnam! Vietnam! Like, you just hear them cheering. And then outside naman, they're also watching it on their TV because they're the host nation. So, of course, available din sa kanila live.
Galing, iba rin yung experience na nakukuha nila, no? Sana naging national player tsaka ano rin ako, no? Naging collegiate player at the same time rin, no?
Kasi at least sa UAB kasi, ano, merong, well, of course, lahat ng schools, Philippines lang, eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, UAB. And then may, so, it's possible to have rivalries na meron kang fans from both teams.
Tama.
So, mas, ano. And, of course, whenever you have opposing fans, the fans get crazier or wilder. So, pati yung games, di ba? As opposed, kanya, lahat kayo isang team lang sinusupport. So, I guess yan. I would expect sa UAP din mas ano.
Actually, maganda yun sa UAP kasi ano nga eh, mas close ka nga sa mga kaibigan mo. Mas close yung mga nagsusupport mo sa'yo. Teachers, yung family, yung classmates, yun ano. So maganda talaga yung atmosphere kahit before yung naglalaro kami sa UAP. Iba talaga yung dating ng UAP eh.
At a different
level naman also. Yung nagko-compete naman ako sa abroad, hindi naman sa volleyball pero sa ano, ibang sport. iba rin kasi minsan nanalo ka nga pero wala yung family mo. So yung support mo
wala
mismo.
Nagsiselebrate.
Wala nagsiselebrate. Parang nandun ka nakatayo, nagsiselebrate ka pero parang hindi ko kilala itong mga tao na nasa harap ko. Sana nandito sila. Sana nakikita nila yung moment nga na yun na sila pinag-uusapan nga nila kali kanina na.
Mas ano ba? Does it make it more... mas motivated ba kayo maglaro if nagdun yung friends or family or mas pressure? Or pareho?
Mas motivated. Kasi minsan lang naman na pwede na magkikita yung like tatay namin, manood ba yung games namin. Pero you up lang. So, hindi naman pwede siya magkita yung preseason. Just you up lang and then...
And actually that's even more motivating because it's just you want to show like, you know, how much you've improved. Over like, I mean, most people's parents don't go to the practice games or whatever. They just watch UAP. Like our dad came in the first, like while we were warming up for our very first game in UAP. He came from straight from the airport, and that just like the biggest motivation.
Added strength.
added strength, and you just want to show how much you've improved since last season.
Alright. So, mamaya, malalaman natin kung ano pa yun na paano yung buhay ng dalawang magkapatid na to, si Cali at si Marie dito sa UP Diliman, no? So, malalaman natin kung paano sila nag-training, ano yun na kinakain nila ng ano, ng morning breakfast at lunch.
Turf. Kumain sa ng turf.
Ano, no?
Kumain sa ng turf.
Sub, please.
Oo, ng gulay, no? Alright, so, pero actually, alam ko yung kinakain nila. Kamote, sigurado.
Coach Anto,
oh,
bawal.
Coach Anto pa.
Bawal kumain ng my feelings.
Alright, sige. So, mamaya malalaman natin kung ano yun na buhay nila sa UP. And ang oras natin ngayon ay 5:31 ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Pagyamanin ang kaalaman tungkol sa iyong kalusugan at maging handa laban sa anumang karamdaman dahil ang kalusugan mo'y mahalaga. Your health matters! Tuwing Martes, alas 4 hanggang alas 5 ng hapon, Health Matters! Dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Cheeseburger, 400 calories, check! Spaghetti, 400 calories, check! Fried chicken, 600 calories, check. Rice, 200 calories, check. Sundae, 280 calories, check. Soft drinks, 180 calories, check.
Ang calories, hindi iniipon. Alagaan ang katawan, kumain ng tama. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Traffic? Uy, pero makakadaan pa ako.
Mas onti ang usok, mas masaya ang biyahe. Ang bilis na ng biyahe, nakakapag-exercise pa ako.
Kung malapit lang ang pupuntahan, pagbibisikleta ay subukan. Mabuti na sa kalusugan, makakatulong ka pa sa kalikasan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports. Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwera bolahan.
Alright, so nandito tayo ulit for Love ko ang sports. Kasama si teammate Wisdom. At syempre, ako ang host, si teammate Ivan. Kasama natin na si teammate Cali and teammate Marie of the UP football team. So, ano ang tingin nyo ang pinakamalakas na strength ng ano ng pagiging ng UP team? For this coming UAP?
Well, for us, we have like a really good connection with our teammates, which I think is important.
The friendship.
I know that sounds like such a generic answer. Kala mo sasabihin na,
I have strong defense. Oh. Really, marami kaming score.
With us,
friendship.
it's different. Like,
friends.
You know, you would think that being on a team full of girls is stressful. Oh, no, wait. It is stressful.
It
but
is,
then for our team, we'll fight, of course. We'll have like moments where we just want to like, you know, punch each other.
Just
but then
kidding.
The day after, I'm not really kidding. But then the day after, you know, you realize that you're on a team together and you have to put it aside. So it just makes you stronger. I think also our strength would be we have a solid defense. We have a very solid defense.
Aww. Sweet naman. Yeah.
Why? Sino ba yung defender sa inyo?
My older sister carries our defense.
Okay.
She helps our team a lot. And then we have Mali Manalansan. We have new people coming in the lineup that we just know are not only going to be up to the challenge, but even like we make that standard of our UP defense even like
and
better.
And a strength then is that not a lot of people left from the team last year. So parang alas parehas lang. But we added, of course, freshmen dahil sa K-12.
So I guess, kung almost you have almost the same people nangyayari, you can just try to improve on what you did last year as opposed to trying to restart, diba?
Pero alam mo, Coach Wisdom, Teammate Wisdom, no? Pag napansin mo, yung unang sagot nila is friendship. Minsan, pag mapapagtatawanan talaga natin kasi parang, alam mo naman ito, napaka-drama naman ito, mga to. Ang cute-cute naman ng mga dalawang to, diba? Pero,
we take it very seriously. Yeah, we have a hashtag perfect effort. Perfect
pero ano effort. Kasi, yung friendship na yun, Teammate Wisdom, pag inisip mo, actually pag babae, usually din talaga isa sa mga hinahanap ng mga babae na sa na, teams, ng female women teams. Kasi yun talaga ang hinahanap nila is mismo yung support. Unlike yun sa men's teams, usually, ang hinahanap nila, gusto mo na medyo macho yung dating nila.
Ganun ba?
Gusto mo, because they don't say it doesn't mean that the answer is true.
Totoo, totoo yun. Pero nandun yung point, pag yung coach kasi, as a coach, gusto mo mangyari, pag coach ka kasi, gusto mo mangyari, pag lalaki, gagawin mo, you're the man. Ikaw yung mag-final score, ikaw yung superstar. For the women's, medyo gusto mo, kailangan sabay sila lahat.
Win and lose sa
win
team.
And lose. Kailangan naka bunch up sila, barkada sila na lalaban sila. Hindi pwedeng isa-isa lang lalaban sa kanila.
Pero so, yun ang gusto din ni Coach Anto sa men's team niya. Mm-hmm. Ayaw niya may maisip na may superstar. Talagang dapat team ka. Tama. Hindi sa sarili lang bahala.
Tama. Tama rin yun sa men's team for para mangyayari sa mga men's team rin yun. Yun lang, however, natural lang siya na para sa lalaki na maka-feel ng yun nga, yung power na yun na kayang-kaya nila na dalhin yung team. So, of course, it can be also detrimental.
I guess yung chemistry also makes things everything easier, di ba? Kasi kung hindi naman kayo friends, how can you work together?
So, yung friendship nyo, pag-usapan natin yung friendship ninyo. Gano'n ba talaga ka-close kayo sa team ninyo? Parang kanina pa yung friendship ninyo na narinig natin eh.
Well, like sabi namin
ano
kanina.
Ba yung bonding na nagagawa ninyo?
Joke lang. Pero, kasi before pa, we were friends. So, since like 2006, may kilala ko na sa team na yun. Taga Poveda. And then so 2007 there were more people that we met dahil sa RP. At least like that friendship continued, but usually when we bond we usually have dinners together, team clinics together, charity events together, or even just in school lang, like we tried to eat lunch together, hang out. I mean, you'd think that we'd be sick of each other on the field, pero we just want to see each other na naman.
We'd see them sa UP, tapos sa national team, tapos classmates pa kasi ibang sabi.
Iba yung motivation na darating talaga ng pagiging friends na yun nga, nagkikita kayo. Hindi kayo nagsasawa. Ibig sabihin, sa likod ng lahat nito, syempre, sa usap na, sa pagsasama nila, may football syempre na pag-uusap na nangyayari. Tama?
Siyempre, pero other things too.
Girly things na hindi dapat natin alam.
So since marami kayo, before coming sa UP, marami na kayong kilala sa team. So did you come as a package deal? Package deal? Or get us all 10?
Minsan madalas nangyayari. Or like, parang
tayong lahat sa UP, parang nagkasundo kayo.
It just happened.
Yeah, I think all of us were smart enough to know what the best school was.
Agree naman tayo doon, no?
I think like for a lot of our freshmen too, we're not really big into recruiting as much as like the other teams are. Because, if you're smart enough to want to go to UP, then we're smart enough to want you.
So, yun isa sa mga hinahanap ba ni Coach Anturin, yung gustong may mag-aral talaga sa UP imbis na maglaro lang? palagay niyo?
Yun din. Kasi kailangan eh. If you don't have the grades, yeah, you can't play. You can't,
yeah, but it's not just that. Coach Anto really does want you to do well because there's a life other than soccer. There's something that you get after collegiate football. Whether or not you decide to play pro, you're still always going to need an education. You're still always going to need to know.
And good character.
And good character.
Tama. Yun ang talaga yung gusto niya. That's the one good I'm character.
No, I'm kidding.
Galing, galing. Okay itong ano. Okay itong team.
Kasi si coach, nadaanan niya na rin lahat yan eh.
You bakit know,
paid for the school, tapos national team, tapos ngayon is not international team.
So, ibig sabihin, role model talaga si coach ko. So, kung anong gusto, anong ginagawa niya, yan na rin yung gustong paggawa sa mga babae, sa kanyang ano, football, women's team.
Well, he's been through parang every level na daw kasi. For the school, kahit, for the country.
Kahit na yun, naglaro siya ng pro.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't stopped playing. And he's still playing till now.
Ayun.
Kahit nagka-coach siya yung dalawang teams.
So, ang galing ng ano, no, influence talaga ni Coach Anto. Yeah. Ito yung gusto ko lang malaman kasi si Coach Anto, kaibigan ko rin yan eh. No? Pati love life nun, alam ko yung love life nun.
share.
Pero hindi pwede sabihin sa ano, chismis na yung mangyayari sa atin yun sa, ano, sa radio show natin. No? Pero, ang gusto mo makita yung influence kasi si Coach Anto is known for, ano, for his meals, his special meals, lalo na yung mga oatmeal niya. Kinakain niyo rin ba yung same diet na kinakain niya? Kasi si Coach Anto, mahilig sa kamote, ang palaya, alkaline water, mga ganun eh. Talagang kung ito yung mga, kung yung mga media dati, mahilig sila magtanong ng ano bang workout mo? Ano bang kinakain mo? Ito talaga, pag sinabi mong anong kinakain mo, talagang wow.
Kailangan sa kanya kasi from the ground.
Oh, organic.
Lahat, organic lahat. Oo. So, same ba?
He tries to instill it in us, pero mahirap talaga mag-adjust yung katawan, mm-hmm. like personally for every person. So, depende talaga sa tao kung kaya nila or hindi.
Mm-hmm.
So, sa amin, syempre sasabihin niya lang na maggulay kayo or wag naman fried, wag naman soft drinks, yung mga simple lang
mm-hmm.
para hindi tayo kami mahirapan sa mga ganyan. Kasi pag ano, chia seeds or sobrang organic, baka ano, hindi kaya yung katawan namin.
Yeah, just sometimes it's not really, it doesn't really help the person like in terms of motivation. So, yeah. But there are a lot of people that respond well to it. So you gotta acknowledge that as well.
Sa experience mo, Kali, medyo hindi, ano ba, mahirap ba tanggapin yun, ano, yun meals na to? Kasi kung ako player ako, mahirapan ako sa ganyan na sistema na ano.
Yeah, kasi ang
lalo food, na pag hindi mo nakasanayan ng bata ka, imbis na mapapalakas ka, pwede magka-complication sa katawan mo eh.
Yeah, kasi ang meal is supposed to be parang a treat, di ba?
Oo nga, oh, pwede. Exactly. Pwede.
Parang, parang, okay, this is being recorded. Can you please send us to my coach?
Oh, pwede natin send sa coach.
Coach, excuse me. You
have to train your body, tapos next your digestive system, but iti-train mo pa after training.
For me, I see food as a reward. That is my motivation.
Okay,
I run faster and I run harder because I know that at the end of the day, I'm going to eat that burger.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I do eat healthy. I mean, I try to get some vegetables and stuff, and if I can cut out like a, you know, the greasy food, then I will.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I'll have a salad, like once every 3 months. No, I'm kidding. I eat salad.
Mabuti nga sa'yo, nagsasalad ka eh. Meron akong kilala, hindi nagsasalad.
Yeah.
Talaga.
Di ba teammate wisdom?
Oo. Ako bawal pag from the ground eh.
Oh, talaga.
It has to be an animal.
I'm not a rabbit. I am not a rabbit.
Kailangan, ano, carnivore.
I get sick pag ano eh.
Teammate wisdom. Ikaw, ito ha. Sa ano natin, no? Parati natin nakikita yung... Ne, parati kita napapansin na nasa YouTube ka at pinapanood mo itong mga... kung ano yung mga nutrition na to. Gano'n ba talaga ka-importante yung nutrition? Medyo magsisegue tayo ng konti. Pero gano'n ba ka-importante yung nutrition na kinakain mo? Importante ba talaga na kailangan kamote, chia
hindi
seeds,
naman.
At alkaline?
Hindi naman. Kasi yung nutrition supports training. Pero it will never replace yung training niya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, pero yun nga. Kung maayos yung nutrition mo, then your response to your training will be better din. Kasi actually, hindi naman importante what you eat eh. Number first of all, kailangan you get enough calories, which is something na mahirap sa vegetarian diet.
tama. Oo nga naman. Kasi low in calories lahat yun, you know?
For the weight that they have. And then, yung macronutrients. Basically, calories and macronutrients, mostly yan eh. It doesn't really matter kung saan nanggagaling. So, yung isang mahirap dun sa diet na, let's say, dun sa kay Coach Anto, organic or vegetarian, is that you need to get enough protein, which is mahirap
sa vegetarian.
Kasi, na, but alam ko eggs din yata, hindi siya kumakain ng eggs, di ba?
Si Coach Anto, hindi ko alam.
Medyo masama itong ginagawa natin na pinag-uusapan
pero,
natin yung taong hibala dito.
It's possible. It's more difficult. Pero, siguro nasa perspective na rin kasi ng tao eh. Kasi, if you believe that it makes you better, mm-hmm. if you feel better that way,
magtutulong.
Diba? It's going to help you. Ganun din sa, depende rin sa tao eh. Kasi if you do the reverse naman, pag pinilit mo si Coach Anto na, let's say diet ko yung gagawin niya.
It would make him sick naman. Karne. Tama.
So, yeah, depende talaga. Yung nutrition supports your training. So, I guess, ano lang siya eh. As long as you're getting enough calories and enough macronutrients, it doesn't really matter where they come from.
Tama.
As long as you get enough.
So, ayun. Malalaman natin mamaya kung gaano ka galing pa tong mag-impluwensya tong coach Anto sa kanyang mga ano, dalawang players na si Marie and si Carrie. So, mamaya pag-uusapan pa natin kung ano ang ginagawa nila sa training nila mismo para mapalakas pa for this coming UAP.
For this, yeah.
So, ang oras natin ngayon ay 5:45 ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka! Halika na pakinig sa DZUP 1602.
Madrama ka ba? Huwag nang magdrama dahil mapakinggan mo na ang makulay na kwento ng ating mahal na universidad. Dahil ang kwento ng UP ay kwento nating lahat. Abangan ang UP nating mahal tuwing Martes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Mas pinasigla!
Mas pinasaya!
Mas pinahabang DZUP na!
Ngayon ay mula alas 6 ng umaga
hanggang alas 8 ng gabi.
Dagdag pa ang mga bagong programa.
Good Morning Vibes ng alas 6 ng umaga.
Bagong Gising ng alas 7 hanggang alas 10 ng umaga.
Sound Trip ng alas 2 hanggang alas 4 ng hapon.
Tara sa mas mahabang matinong usapan
para sa maunlad na bayan.
Dahil sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Iba talaga pag alam mong maraming sumusuporta sa'yo. Ang sarap ipanalo ng bawat laban. Bawat laro, bawat panalo, para sa bayan. Ito po si Diego Dario mula sa Batang Gilas, Pilipinas. Suportahan natin ang mga atletang Pilipino. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Love Go ang sports! Ang talakayang pampalakasan, pwera bolahan!
Alright, so nagbabalik ulit tayo dito sa Love Kong Sports. Yes. At kasama natin si teammate Callie and si teammate Marie of the UP Football Women's Team, no? So, Marie and Callie, paano nangyari na ano, na gaano kalakas yung influence ni Coach Anto sa inyo ng since season 75? Sorry, hindi 65. Masyado matagal na yun. Panahon pa namin yun.
I'll tell you.
75.
So season 75, three years na ba?
Season 76. Last year, season 76 since our freshman year.
Okay.
So technically, he didn't recruit Callie.
All right.
And it
he
was,
didn't even really want us.
No. He didn't really know.
Recorded na pala to.
Yeah.
Hi, Coach Anto.
But
Coach Anto.
It was more of, he came in right before uni games, and before that we didn't have any coach, so it was about maybe 3 weeks with no coach.
Wow.
And
it was a scary time.
Like, we were always stressed out.
Team na
yeah,
but we were still working.
Wala namang coach. There's no coach to stress you.
You're getting closer and closer to uni games, getting closer to UAB right after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remember we were just freshmen and we had gone through, like, you know, the beginning of the year with like a really strict training schedule, and then now you're left out on your own wondering what's the team supposed to be like. We're not old enough to understand like what's gonna happen next. Yeah. And even the seniors were confused.
Pero buti naman there were men's team that were willing to come out and help us and train us and
not
try to
give
us something.
They were excited to do
it.
It was one of those moments where you realize that, like, it's not with us. It's not like the men's football team and women's football team. We're just really like one, like, you know, football team that just wanna. We consider each other teammates. Like, we'll introduce like each other. Like, yeah, this is my teammate Joey or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's because, you know, we not only just playing the same sport, but having the same coach, having the same view on our sport because of all that Coach Anto has taught us.
So, yung dumating si Coach Anto, ano yung impact niya?
Did it make
ano nangyari? Paano nag-iba?
Wait, they can't really tell kasi freshman sa lang start eh.
Pero
I was training my whole senior year with UP and I had our old coach. And then, yeah, the first few months of my freshman year, I was with our old coach. And you can really see the difference. Like, even if you weren't playing, even if you were just watching.
Inspired talaga. Gusto nila maglaro and gusto nila mag-improve sa sarili nila and to bring something to the team, bring something to the table to help the team, whether in any situation, to get better and to just do better in UAP because we weren't really known to do well.
So women's.
It's
so
almost women's, like we're fighting for the last place.
For fourth place.
For fourth place.
You can even see the impact.
Not to be
last. Yeah, just not to be last. As
you could see the impact Coach Anto had on us, even in the 3 weeks where we didn't have a coach because we were all praying it would be Coach Anto. We had like different like people like, oh, it might be this person, might be this person. We're like, oh gosh, please, Coach Anto,
we were
hoping
it would be him.
So talagang you were
sitting together and like crying.
The funny thing is when he first came to us, he said, "This isn't for sure that I'll stay forever."
And we're like, yeah, as long as you just like,
just stay with us now.
This is one training. Just let us live this moment.
Lalo na napaka-clinging pa naman itong dalawang to sa fucking friendship nila. Hindi, kailangan sa friendship eh, di ba? So, kailangan, of course, we naghahanap. The coach will also be a important part of it also. Yeah.
So, overall positive yung naging impact niya sa team.
Coach Anto? 100%.
And it culminated to last year kasi umabot kayo sa finals after 10 years.
This, like, you can really see Coach Anto's impact on the team, not just, you know, how we feel about him being on like a friendship level, on a personal level, but then you look at season 76 when he first came on. Our first round was okay. And then you see the second round impact because it was like hard training during like the Christmas break. And we did so well. We were undefeated the second round. We earned like 11 points in the second round, and I think the people that entered the finals were both 12 points because we had like lost all of our first round games. And then you see season 77 where we got our whole entire preseason with Coach Anto, and we did so well. We started our first three games with a clean sheet, and then even though we ended up losing, we showed like the difference that our coach made and that we all made together, that the difference that he inspired. So
yeah,
galing.
So after 10 years,
wala masabi, galing.
The feels.
Yeah. So after 10 years, we made it to the finals. Unfortunately, or ano?
Or fortunately, depende sa ano. Sa tingin niyo.
Wait, how was it?
Did you was it something that was very achievable, or you were just happy that you made it that far? Because it's the farthest you've been through in a decade.
After season 76, the goal really was to improve. So it wasn't to be tied for third. It was, we want to be in the finals. Okay. We want to have that feeling and be there.
We wanted to win.
We wanted to win everything, knowing where we were as a team. And that the following year that we could do so much better.
Because we deserved it.
Because we felt like we deserved it and that we had trained for so long. Yeah. And especially with Coach Anto's inspiration.
Yeah, but like we said before, like, we take it game by game. Like, of course, you want to win the finals, of course, like, but then it's every step you take as a team. It's every training, it's every like ACAD oval run, every best time, every sprint that we when someone like falls back, we're like, this is what makes you a winner, this is what makes you worthy of a gold medal, this is when you don't slow down, because there are other people and other teams that are doing this exact same thing and they're probably falling behind too. So now's when you prove it to everyone that you deserve it.
Yeah.
So
ang nakikita ko dito, ano, teammate wisdom is yun nga, ever since nagsimula sila, wala na game time na right from the start eh. Iba na yung mindset nito from iniisip natin na 'di ba 10 years as the UP community nakita natin 10 years bago sila makapasok. Pero for these girls when they started, wala eh, iba yung mindset nila eh. Hindi nila nakita yung 10 years na yun eh. What ang nangyari is that nag-concentrate sila right from the start ng pagdating nila sa UP. And from there on, wala na. Game time na siya, right from that one.
Achievement versus failure, basically.
So, wala eh. Tuloy-tuloy eh. Galing eh. So,
So, we fell short by ano ba yan? By just one game?
Well, the finals this past season was only one game versus the previous year, years, which has always been best of three.
Okay.
So, we were actually on top of the bracket. So, we were really hoping for best of three, but hey, one game and it was 2-1.
So this year, anong magiging goal niya
kasi na? If you said na you have mostly the same players and then we made it all the way to the finals last year. So what can you promise naman sa UP community sa next season?
We promise a perfect effort.
Yeah. Championship.
Exactly.
That is our hashtag.
No loss all the way to the championship.
No, perfect effort.
Perfect effort. Whether we win or lose in every game. If we lose, it's probably luck on the part of the other team. Joke lang. No, but we will promise that we can give it 100% for every single game because that's what...
That's the best thing that we can possibly do for ourselves, for our team, and for the UP community.
So, sana yung 100% na yan is...
100% will be good enough for the finals. Yeah. I can also
100% na yan, hindi lang for finals, pero talagang all the way na talaga. No?
All the
so,
way.
Yeah.
For the 10 years of alumni.
Of course, there are opportunities and threats along the way, and but siguro at least in 100% na yan kayang-kaya ng dalawang babae ang girls na natin nandito and of course in, kasama ng team nila no. So Marie and Callie, thank you very much for being here sa show namin ngayon sa Love Kuang Sports.
Thank you din.
Thank you so much for having us.
So maybe you might want to invite the UP community to watch your games this coming UAB.
When and where are the games?
Well, we're starting in February. We're hoping our field will be done by then. If not, then probably Ateneo or FU Diliman. Either way, we'll keep you updated. We have our Facebook page, UP Women's Football Team.
Oh, all right.
And you can also follow UAAP updates on the USC page.
And we also have an Instagram, UPWFT.
Check out the pictures.
All right. So, salamat ulit sa lahat sa pakikinig ng Love Kuang Sports dito sa DZUP. Ang oras natin ngayon ay 5:56 ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka.